This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and it is time to get into the Halloween sort of mood. To help us do that, Arts Life Theater is presenting Night of the Living Dead, parentheses rated G, in the Anthony and Susan Hoy studio with me, the director of Night of the Living Dead, Jules Taylor, and the person who adapted Night of the Living Dead for the Arts Live stage, Mark Landon Smith. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A pleasure to be here.
Okay, let's Night of the Living Dead. I just once again saw the original black and white movie version.
Do you still find that scary?
I find it very scary.
Really?
Yes.
Really, because I remember watching it when I was like in 7th or 8th grade. Of course, I found it scary then. But then watching it many, many years later, I just thought it was really funny. You know, very campy because of the acting style and how it was shot and all that sort of thing.
And it's you know, before there was the, quote, independent movie movement, it was an independent movie. Made for very low budget.
It was made for $16,000.
Wow.
The guy didn't buy the rights to his own movie. So
George
now,
Romero.
So now it's public domain.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why it was on TV on one of these local channels. Mm-hmm. But I still find it very claustrophobic. And the whole idea that you and a few people are in a place and you can't leave because the enemy, in this case, zombies,
right,
the living dead, are out there. I find it very scary.
That's the old classic horror structure or thriller structure. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So first of all, tell me about adapting Night of the Living Dead and then rated G. How do you get a movie about beings that eat other people to be rated G?
Well, we wanted to make it very family friendly. And one of the things that I told myself going into it, that it wasn't going to be blood and gore and any of that sort of thing. You know, like one of the zombies is a valley girl, right? Yeah. So, it's very, very family friendly, and we're kind of making fun of the zombie genre while also paying homage to it at the same time. In fact, we partnered with the Fayetteville Public Library, and they're having a zombie ball on Friday night?
Friday the 22nd.
This coming Friday night, and it's for teenagers, a costume ball in the parking lot, and whoever wears the best zombie costume will get a walk-on role in our production of Night of the Living Dead.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
You know, it's kind of fun. Yeah.
So is the basic story here the same, Mark? I mean,
yeah, I followed the script. I was very true to the story structure of the original script. My original idea was to watch the movie and transcribe, but that got a little to be a bit overwhelming, you know. So I found some other people who have done some loose adaptations of it and used that as my springboard.
Jules, when you're directing people who are zombies, do they move slowly? Is that the idea?
Yeah, but it's one of those weird actor things because the zombies have to move slowly because they're zombies. As an actor, they have to have energy on stage. So that's a fun part of it. But you used the perfect word earlier, campy. I mean, the whole thing is completely camp. And the kids are hilarious to watch. They are loving being big and crazy, over the top, campy.
And we've taken the script, even though the script is set in 1968, we have some anachronisms going on because they're talking about their iPhones, mm-hmm, and, you know, stuff like that, and GPSing the zombies and, you know.
The Price is Right.
Yes. So there's a lot of pop culture references within the script itself. And then we end the show. How are you ending the show?
Do I have to give it away? It's such a dynamic and surprising ending.
Well, yeah, don't give it away then.
No, Thriller.
Ah.
Of course.
Zombies dance to Thriller.
You know, if you're going to have zombies, they need to be doing some Thriller. And, of course, Thriller's huge around here, too, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Dance Coalition's doing this whole Thriller thing right now.
In connection with Halloween, right?
Yeah. And Ramey Junior High does Thriller, like, every year. They teach, like, 80-something girls to do Thriller every year.
And when we're mentioning this, it's the dance that was made popular in the video Thriller.
Right. Right.
Michael Jackson.
Right.
The zombie dance, Kyle.
Right.
Who knew zombies were such great dancers?
I know.
They stretch a lot, I hear.
Gotcha.
And another cool thing we're doing is we're having I hate to call it a spook house.
Yeah,
it's more like
a fun
house walkthrough,
right,
in our theater space that you have to go through, and it kind of sets up Night of the Living Dead, the show itself. So there is a walkthrough element that the audience will get to tour before they actually come into the theater space.
So as you walk in, you'll get in the spirit.
Exactly.
What's the room going to look like there in the new facility at SANG? I mean, what is it going to be?
We have just a brilliant. We have a brilliant set designer. Her name is Z Crump of Studio Z, and she just does the most amazing work.
And it's just this beautiful, like, 3D. It's amazing. She did it all with the paint. So, but yeah, because we're so excited about our new little black box space. It's just a beautiful little space. And so this is the first real set that we've had in it.
We opened the space with Bang Bang You're Dead, which was a very minimalist set. But this is our first box set that we've had in seasons. You know, I also cannot remember the last time we had a box set.
Mm-hmm. And by box set, you mean what we think of as a conventional set? Like three walls. Sides,
right. Yeah. Like a room.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it opens the 27th.
Wednesday the 27th, 7 p.m., Thursday, 7 p.m., Friday, 7 p.m., Saturday the 30th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m. So Sunday, which is Halloween night, come see the show that afternoon. Still got plenty of time to go trick-or-treating. So you can get tickets at artslifetheater.com online. You can also call 521-4932 to order prepaid credit card on the phone, and you can also buy them at the door.
And that's at the new location on North Sang in Fayetteville.
Yes.
All right.
And for show information, go to artslifetheater.com.
Mark Landon Smith adapted the Arts Live production of Night of the Living Dead. Jules Taylor is directing Night of the Living Dead. This is Ozarks at Large.